birthday of the former Vice President of the United States, Al Gore, who joins us now on the Ticket Hotline. And first of all, Mr. Vice President, happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you so much. Certainly glad to be on with you, Joyce and Greg.
It's actually George and Craig, yeah.
Well, I just want to say hello to all the G1s that you call listeners out there.
P1s, actually, but thank you.
Certainly happy to be on with you. Thank you so much for the birthday wishes. I'm a big fan of the Morning Abusers. Of course, I listen to all your programs, including the Afternoon Hard Live with Mitch and Gumby.
Mitch and Gumby?
We love all the sports you guys talk about.
Well, once a politician, always a politician.
Yeah, so what have you been up to? Now that you're not really, I guess, active running for office or anything.
Well, George.
you got it.
Name.
Of course, I've been divorced from Tipper for quite some time now.
Yeah, we were sorry to hear about that.
Well, that's okay. Now I'm back on the dating scene, which is a little tough now that I'm as big as a sperm whale. Speaking of sperm whales, there's a reason why Tipper and I split up.
Oh, yeah?
Let's just say I wasn't comfortable in a conventional marriage anymore. But my nickname on the dating market is Sperm Whale.
Oh, my gosh. How would you want that?
I've really been slaying it.
Oh, you have?
Oh, sure. I've been spreading more seed than an industrial farmer. And
gosh.
And I've really enjoyed the freedom that my privates have experienced in the past year or two, and not having to sleep with that label-slapping bitch Tipper.
Whoa! Boy, a little animosity there.
But we're still on friendly terms, of course. I know a lot of people are wondering, Al, when are you going to do your next documentary?
Well, yeah. We were wondering that.
Well, I'm not really doing any environmental documentaries anytime soon.
Yeah?
Because that whole global warming thing turned out to be a bunch of bull-ass.
Oh, shocking admission here from Al Gore. Well, I can't believe I'm hearing you say that.
Well, I just don't really care about global warming anymore now that the film came out and I did a little bit more reading. You know, when I did that film, I really didn't know anything about global warming. I just read what they handed me. But now as I study it, I think the Earth kind of goes in cycles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else goes in cycles? Women.
All right.
Well, isn't that icky? Guys, don't do that.
Yeah, we know that. We're all adults.
But I love the environment. I love getting out there in nature with my cane pole and going fishing. And I know you guys like to go fishing. When's the next cricket stock? Isn't that your big...
ticket stock,
yeah,
is actually...
next February.
I just want to say what fans I am of everything you do. I know you guys do a lot for the community, and you're heavily involved in law enforcement with your group, the Crime Wasters.
And, oh, gosh.
No, that's... but never mind.
But, yes, I do have one more documentary coming out before I hang up my girdle. It's a documentary about me getting my wisdom teeth out. It's called Inconvenient Tooth.
And oh, my God.
What is
that? To be a angelic.
Not every movie has to have that basic title.
All right, I got to go gain weight, but thank you for the birthday wish.
Yeah, happy birthday.
I've got a birthday cake the size of an end zone, and I'm going to eat it all for noon.
All right, well, happy birthday to you.
Okay, well, certainly good to be on with you, Joyce and Meg.
Joyce and Meg.
Yeah, happy birthday.
It's the fake Al Gore with us here on the Ticket. 8:49 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I'm sorry.